Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah. Reformation of Ummah, Ummah.
Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen, wa salatu wa salamu ala Sayyidil Anbiya wal Mursaleen, Sayyidina wa Mawlana Muhammad. وعلى آله وصحبه أجمعين أما بعد فأعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم بسم الله الرحمن الرحيم الصلاة والسلام عليك يا رسول الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا حبيب الله الصلاة والسلام عليك يا نبي الله وعلى آلك وأصحابك يا نور الله Once again, مرحبا أهلا وسهلا بكم to all our viewers of Madani channel. This beautiful program which we present to you once again in the company of our honorable, respected Maulana Ziyad Madani Attari Sallamahu al-Bari. Together we say marhaba, marhaba, marhaba to one and all from wherever you have joined us from different parts of the world. You are watching the program called Reformation of the Ummah. Sallu ala al-Habib
Sallallahu ta'ala
ala Muhammad Sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam. Maulana Sahib, how is the day treating you today?
Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, by the mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, it has been good, it's always good.
MashaAllah, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. Mulana Sahib is also a very good teacher, MashaAllah, in Jamiatul Madina of Da'wat Islami and the Jamiatul Madina of Da'wat Islami, Alhamdulillah, which are so many throughout the globe, Mulana Sahib.
Alhamdulillah.
In South Africa, Alhamdulillah, and in the UK, there are so many Jamiats of Da'wat Islami, and students from not only our country, but rather from various other countries travel to learn Ilmideen, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, and Mulana Ziyad Sahib, as being a teacher, is also a muballigh of Da'wat Islami, mashallah, and a Naat Khan who also recites beautiful kalams and naats and praises of the beloved Rasul, sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Let's see, inshallah, if time permits, we will request our Mulana Sahib to recite a few ash'ar. However, dear viewers, as you can see on your screens, our discussion for this evening is displayed, and that is Woman in Islam. Kya baat hai Madine ki, subhanallah, jiha. Mother gives birth to the nation, dear viewers, and mothers are important roles in our society. Of course, and there are many blessings and virtues. And therefore, today, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, considering our mothers, our sisters, whether she is a daughter-in-law, whether she is a mother, whether she is a sister, whatever role she plays in this world, on this planet, subhanallah, all these are the blessings from Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Sometimes she is a daughter, the same daughter becomes a mother, then she becomes a granny, subhanallah. And likewise with the male folk as well, subhanallah. But specifically today we are talking about our sisters in Islam, our mothers throughout the globe, and it's my honest appeal to all of them, inshallah azza wa jalla, to watch this program from beginning to end for the pleasure of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Mulana Sahib, what can be said when He Azza wa Jalla has revealed in the Quran with relation to women, subhanallah, the rights of women, protecting their rights, their honor, their, subhanallah, guidance for Islamic sisters in the surah named as Surah An-Nisa. Allahu Akbar. And in this surah, He Azza wa Jalla has protected the rights of women, and many other ahkam and ayat have been revealed. So inshallah Azza wa Jalla, the very first ayah and verse of this particular surah, Surah An-Nisa, is what I would love to recite inshallah Azza wa Jalla, and then we will continue with our discussion inshallah Azza wa Jalla. So listen attentively, and this is the very same ayat of the Quran Pak Mu'asab which are recited during the khutbah of nikah.
Yes.
For the sake of barakah and blessings, and this is to remind the groom and those who participate there, subhanAllah, to listen to these verses, and it softens the heart, Mulana Sahib. If we could only focus on the translation of this verse, subhanAllah, it will bring about more blessings. One is to listen to the Quran Pak, and one is to understand and then recite the Quran or listen to the Quran Pak. So here, inshallah, Azza wa Jalla, we would recite this verse of the Quran Pak, which is the first verse of Surah An-Nisa. Bismillahir Rahmanir Rahim.
يا أيها الناس اتقوا ربكم الذي خلقكم من نفس واحدة وخلق منها زوجها وبث منهما رجالا كثيرا ونساء واتقوا الله الذي تساءلون به والأرحام إن الله كان عليكم رقيبا.
O people, fear your Lord who created you from a single soul and created its spouse from it and has spread from both of them many men and women. and fear Allah Azza wa Jalla, in whose name you demand, yani mutual rights. And be mindful of your blood relations. And be mindful of your relationship, yani blood relations. And he Azza wa Jalla says, Inna Allah kana alaykum raqiba. Indeed, Allah Azza wa Jalla is observing you at all times. So, wattaqullaha alladhi tasa'aluna bihi wal arham. And fear Allah in whose name you demand, yani mutual rights, and be mindful of your blood relationships. Allahu Akbar. Allahu Akbar. So, he Azza wa Jalla, Mulana Sahib, Quran Pak has been revealed for our guidance. And not at one place, but there are many other places in the Holy Quran Pak where he Azza wa Jalla speaks about relationships and mending relations, so on and so forth. So, fostering a rishta, a relationship, is part of our deen.
Absolutely.
And mending relationship, of course, is part of the teachings of Islam, the ahadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And however, Mulana Sahib, we are living in times where you know, these things are lost somewhere down the line. Allahu Akbar. But if we pay little attention to these parts of Islam, subhanallah, we would learn, dear viewers of Madani channel, that acting on Islamic teachings, subhanallah, strengthens the blood relations. And not only the blood relations, rather, dear viewers of Madani channel, but subhanallah, it goes beyond that. It complements social values as well, subhanallah. Absolutely. In fact, he said that, brothers and sisters, dear viewers of Madani channel, brothers and sisters, cousins, siblings, you know, all these rishtas that we have around us, Allahu Akbar, eating together, speaking with one another, experiencing life together, their bond offers support to one another. And besides this, or along with this, being a perfect religion, subhanallah, as Islam is also a religion that confirms to the natural predisposition of mankind. Allahu Akbar, it details how brothers and sisters can maintain their ties, their relationships, and live happily together, Mulana Sahib. Unfortunately, we are living in difficult times. But however, if you speak about sister, we speak about these mothers, subhanallah, mothers, and the ayat in the Quran Pak which teaches us to respect our mothers. There are ahadith which teaches us to respect our sisters and brothers and those who are elders, subhanallah. From the perspective of a mother, Mulana Sahib, subhanallah, as I said in the very beginning, you know, mother gives birth to the nation. Mother, subhanallah, the mother is the first madrasa for her child.
Absolutely.
The lap of the madrasa is the first madrasa, the learning session for a child, subhanallah. A mother plays so many different roles. Can Mulana Sahib shed some light on this aspect?
MashaAllah, subhanallah, Azza wa Jal. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us indeed. Allah Azza wa Jal has blessed us with our women folk in Islam. And firstly, you know, when we speak of women folk in Islam, I think one of the highest rankings anyone can be given in a society, in a household, in a community, and in the world, really, is the ranking of being a mother.
Allah.
That subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, the mother builds the home, the mother builds the family, the mother builds the society, and really, to mothers across the world, you build the world.
Allah.
That if you just think that subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, these mothers, these women folk that we have in our lives, that if you had your house, and they were not there, you would not make it, would not feel like a home. These women folk being there makes their house the home. It makes it warm. It makes it a place that you want to return to, that you look forward to returning to after even a day of hard work, whatever you went through, that I'm going to return to my home. So subhanallah, Azza wa Jal, Islam Allah has given great honor to our mothers, to the extent that our Jannah is beneath the feet of our mothers. This is what our deen teaches us. And that lady, or the ladies in Islam, which today our discussion is women in Islam. If you see in so many different areas of life, what important roles they play. Mulana Sahib mentioned now that the mother's lap is the first madrasa of the child. The first person that the child looks up to, loves, tries to imitate is the mother. That is the first teacher, that's the first example that a child has. You look towards the mother, and each of us look towards our mothers, and subhanallah, as they do, we want to do. As they did, we wanted to do whilst we were growing up, before we could think of anything, or no right or wrong, we look towards the mother, and what the mother did was right. What the mother did was right, and what the mother did was the only way.
Allah.
So you see the importance and the influence that a mother has over a child's life, that when a child knows nothing else, then the mother's way is actually the only way for the child.
Allah.
And this You know, they say with great honor, with great dignity also comes great responsibility. This teaches us that the mother's role is such a delicate role, that however she is, that is how the children are going to be. That is what the children are going to believe is the way. And thus, it is of utmost importance that the mother watches herself, gauges herself, and keeps herself in line with the teachings of Islam. Because if you step out of those teachings, then there is a nation to follow you. There are children and grandchildren and great-grandchildren that will follow you out of the line, out of the teachings of Islam. But if you are within the teachings of Islam, then remember that you have a nation that is going to follow your way.
MashaAllah, subhanAllah. So to prepare those mothers, subhanAllah, who are the leader, or rather the one who gives birth to the nation, it's so important for mothers out there to have proper Islamic education.
Absolutely.
And knowledge.
Very
so
true.
That from the very beginning, from the womb, you start training your child. Yani, you train yourself. I mean, Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala, wow, his mother used to recite Quran Pak before the birth of her first child, who is none other than Ghawse Pak rahmatullahi ta'ala alayhi. So there are do's and don'ts. Yes, we follow the dunya do's and don'ts. Don't go here, don't go there, don't eat this and don't eat that, because you are in this state. Likewise, dear viewers of Madani channel, there are actions that if you do, it will affect the child, not only from a dunyawi perspective, but even from an Islamic perspective as well.
Mm-hmm.
Allahu Akbar. So lying, cheating, eating haram, consuming unlawful meals, all of these things could affect the child's spirituality, could affect the child's blood. It could affect the child in the future. Mm-hmm. Therefore, the first right from amongst the rights of the child is to give the best name to your child.
Yes.
Subhanallah. Islam is teaching you from the beginning how to make sure that your child is maneuvered in the right way.
Mm-hmm.
Subhanallah. So as mothers out there, we want our child to become Hafiz of the Quran. You want him to become Alim of the Deen. You want your son to be a pious person. You want him to be a Namazi, 5 times Namazi. These are the good wishes mothers have out there.
Mashallah.
But this can only happen if you have these desires before the birth of your child. He or she, make niyat from the very beginning, Ya Allah Azza wa Jalla, give me an obedient child.
Yes.
Subhanallah. Once a child comes in the world, then you steer the child in the same direction. That can only happen is if, subhanAllah, from the childhood, the child grows up, when he's 4 or 5 years old, he goes to the madrasa, so on and so forth. However, alhamdulillahi rabbil alameen, mother plays a great role, Mulana Sahib. And then, subhanAllah, comes the role of a daughter, subhanAllah.
Mm.
And this is also a very big role in Islam, subhanAllah. Daughters out there, they are the coolness to the eyes of their fathers, you know.
Yes.
Fathers look forward coming home, meeting with their daughters. And they say that, you know, when you meet your daughter, does Mulana Sahib has daughter?
No,
Allahu Akbar. May Allah Kareem bless you with this blessing as well.
Ameen,
they say
ameen.
Boys are ni'mat and girls are rahmat. Subhanallah. May Allah Kareem bless those who don't have this great blessing, because the beloved Rasul sallallahu alayhi wa sallam was blessed with daughters as well. Subhanallah. And he loved his daughters. Subhanallah.
Yes.
Allahu Akbar. However, dear viewers of Madani channel, daughters play a big role in our society.
Absolutely. Very true.
Can Mulana Sahib shed some light on this aspect?
Yes, so true. So we were discussing, you know, women in Islam, and we spoke about the mother and the greatness and the honor, and subhanallah, how much a mother does that she makes the home, subhanallah. You have daughters as well, and really, daughters are the light of the home. That mashallah, within my home as well, that I've seen it as well, and many have seen it, that the daughter is the light of the home, that she is the one who brings joy to the family, she is the one who brings happiness to the family, subhanallah azza wa jal. And Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam has also given glad tidings to those people, that the one who has 3 daughters, and he looks after them well, he takes care of them, he looks after the dunya and the akhirah, he ensures that he does what he's supposed to do, then subhanallah azza wa jal, he is blessed with the glad tidings that inshallah he will be in Jannah. Even the one who has 2 daughters, and subhanallah azza wa jal, the ashab would say that Rasul, it was such that if someone asked that, even if he has 1 daughter, even if someone has 1 daughter, but bring them up according to the teachings of Islam, and a daughter can become and be the means of Jannah to the father. So many a times, we sometimes think, or it may seem that we think that we look towards the daughter and we think that we are doing for them, but think about them doing for us to the extent that, to the extent that they can become the means of Jannah to the father. And subhanallah, there's no doubt that the daughter is the joy of the heart of the father and of the mother. That when we need something, or when you need something from your children, who is often the first to stand up and to look after you? Subhanallah, it's often the daughter. That when the father's in difficulty or mother's in difficulty, the one who feels that pain and is there to stand by your side right through until the end, Subhanallah Azza wa Jal, it is often the daughter that does this and that plays this role. So they have an extremely important role in society and they are given a lot of honor and lots of love. Sayyidi Al-Hazrat Rahmatullahi Ta'ala alayhi said that when you are distributing things amongst your children, start with your daughters first. And subhanAllah, what a beautiful advice this is, that you start with your daughters first as well, so that you nurture them and you show them the love and the importance that they have in your life. And indeed, they all hold such importance in our lives. May Allah Azza wa Jal grant us the tawfiq to honor that importance and to guide them in the way that pleases Allah.
Ameen, Ya Rabbal Alameen. Ameen, Thumma Ameen. Jazakumullahu khairan for this beautiful pieces of advice, Mawlana Sahib. I'm sure it'll be very, very beneficial to our brothers and sisters out there. But Mawlana Sahib, having said all of this, you know, we all have families and there are two rights of human being. One is hukukullah, one is hukukul ibad. Hukukullah are the rights related to Allah Azza wa Jalla, and if this right is violated, one can seek forgiveness directly from Allah Azza wa Jalla. Using the medium of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam will be more beneficial. Whereas on the other end, it's a very intricate relationship, and that is the relationship between people, Mawlana Sahib. Why? Because when living together, when people live together, brothers, sisters, some families have five, some have seven, some have ten.
Mashallah.
And the more closer you live, they are expected to have problems. They are expected to have situations. And this bond is a very intricate bond, Mawlana Sahib. Because when problems happen here, to overcome those problems, there are much more difficulties faced as compared to when you do something wrong on the other side with Yani Hukukullah. It's the other way around where He Azza wa Jalla speaks about His Rahmah, His mercy. And if any sin has happened, once again, we request the viewers of Madani channel, we should immediately turn towards the mercy of Allah Azza wa Jalla and seek forgiveness. But when similar types of situations happen between the next hukuk, which is hukukul ibad, it's very hard to go and ask for maafi. It's very hard to go and speak. Allahu Akbar. It's very difficult to go and say, you know what, I'm wrong, or I was right, or you were wrong, or let's discuss what the problem is all about.
Right.
So here the advice to the viewers of Madani channel is that وَاتَّقُوا اللَّهَ الَّذِي تَسَاءَلُونَ بِهِ وَالْأَرْحَمُ. Allah Azza wa Jalla has commanded us to be mindful about our blood relations. And if one finds it difficult to go and seek forgiveness, how in the world are you going to seek forgiveness? How in the world are you going to strengthen that bond? How in the world are you going to act upon this verse of the Quran Pak? Because not days or weeks, rather years are gone when siblings do not communicate with each other. Allahu Akbar. And there are some current time issues and problems that brothers and sisters face almost in every home, Mawlana Sahib. For example, you know, brothers and sisters bond which is so close. Allahu Akbar. And Allah Azza wa Jalla is the one who makes this pairs. Whether two girls, whether two boys, or whether one girl, whether one boy, whether twins, whether whatever it may be, He Azza wa Jalla is the one who grants these blessings.
Yes.
And subhanAllah, brothers and sisters who are supposed to be there for each another in terms of hardships, in terms of difficulties, in terms of seeing for one another, sometimes maybe after the passing away of the parents, sometimes during the unemployment of the parents, the son is working, he's big enough, he can take care of his sister. Or the sister is the one in many a times take care of the smaller brother. Allahu Akbar, vice versa. If this relationship is affected somewhere down the line because of communication problems, because of hurtful words that were exchanged, because of argumentations, what's your Madani pool and Madani pearls regarding this problem?
See, actually, mashallah, when the siblings are living together under the parents, that's the time that we actually see the least problems.
Achha.
And we realize actually that makes us realize that
Allahu
how well these parents hold the family together.
Allahu Akbar.
Where the problem does tend to arise is eventually, sometimes if the parents, one or both of the parents pass away, that's when we often see splits between the siblings. And once the siblings marry off, that's also another time that we see splits between the siblings. And then you tend to have little problems. Cause siblings to drift apart completely,
Allahu Akbar.
Such that they don't want to look at each other. One idea as well that we can keep in mind, that when we have these little issues, when we have these little problems that are causing siblings to drift apart, just think of your previous days together. That this is the same person that I would have given my life for. This is the same person that when I, I needed something in the middle of the night, this was the person who was there for me. Mm. When I was ill, this sister was there to ensure that my temperature didn't rise too much. When I was in difficulty, I didn't have friends whilst growing up at a certain point, this brother was there. My brother was there to ensure that he was my first friend and he stood with me. Mm. If we recall those things, that how much we went through together. And now over little problems, over little issues, and so often, more often than not, it is just related to money, it's related to business, it's related to inheritance, it's related to some land, it's related to little, and sometimes it's just related to my spouse doesn't agree with my brother's spouse. So why should our bond break? Allah Ta'ala blessed us with such a bond that we were born with the same parents. Why should our relationship break? So brother and sister relationship, brother and brother or sister and sister relationship is a relationship that is granted by Allah. You didn't make a choice in it. You didn't make a choice, I want to be born in this family. Allah blessed you with it. When Allah Azza wa Jal has joined the relation, who are we to cut off the relation?
Allahu Akbar.
And who are we to cut off the relation that Allah has given us? And if we see this drifting apart, be the first to take the step. Be the first to take the step. Be the first to say, my brother or my sister, I'm sorry, whatever happened, let us try to move forward. Be the one who is there to join relation. Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam said, if someone cuts relation with you, what must you do? It's too easy to cut relation with the one who cuts relation. Our duty is join relation with the one who has cut relation. If somebody has done wrong to us, we should do good to them. So if someone feels my brother did me down, let me do good for my brother. He's my brother. Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen. I want for him to do well. I should want for my sister to do well. And this is mahabba. This is love. And this is how we'll keep that bond. The more you cut off from me, the more I will join from you.
Allahu Akbar. There is no bond, dear viewers, which is stronger than the bond of sisters and brothers.
Absolutely.
Allahu Akbar. Yet coming out from the same womb of the mother, a separation happens in the dunya. And sometimes it happens because the brother gets married, he gets settled in his life. Sometimes the sister gets married, she gets settled and busy in her life. And this busyness of life will always continue, Mulana Sahib.
Yes.
It's not that you have the time. We all know that we don't have the time, but it's said that you got to make the time.
Make
the time. However, Mulana Sahib, another problem is that sometimes we notice that sisters, ye bhi kehti hain ki shayad main apne bhai se mulaqat karne jaati hoon.
Right.
I go to visit my brother, kyunki ye huququl ibad mein hai ki hum apne bhai se milne jaye. But the brothers, sometimes the sisters take offense and they don't want to visit their brothers. Upon this, it said, when I get there, I don't get a good treatment.
Mm.
I'm not treated in the way I'm supposed to be treated. I was not supposed to go and give hands in the kitchen or start cooking the food. I was a guest. I was supposed to be there at my brother's home to enjoy. But that I end up doing everything because my brother's wife never partakes in everything. Or she expects rather that it's supposed to be ready when I reached over there. Any Madani pearls regarding the Islamic teachings on this matter as well?
Yes, indeed. Firstly, if we visit our siblings, we must understand that we are not guests in their home. We grew in the same home.
Allah
we grew
Allah
up together
Allah
with
Allah
them.
Allah.
So how is it that now when we visit our siblings, we become guests in their home? So we are not guests where we need to be served. We must go with the mindset of what can I do for the next person, not what can the next person do for me. What can I do for my brother? What can I do for my sister? Don't think that I'm going there and they must serve me. But aside from that, sometimes Maransa spoke something very true that is so, it happens so much in our society that when siblings visit each other, then they go with the mindset of looking for faults in the sibling's spouse.
Allahu Akbar.
This is not good. Of course, this is not good. But firstly, to search for the faults of a believer is not a good thing. Rasulullah has encouraged us away from this, discouraged us from doing that, from looking for faults of the believer. But now you find that example, just as an example, not to anyone specific, but it happens that the sister goes to visit the brother and then there's complaints that the brother's wife doesn't do like this and doesn't do like that and she didn't serve me and she looked at me in this way and that way. And then you find that the sister starts putting these evil whispers into the heart, into the ears of the brother that your wife doesn't look after our parents, your wife didn't serve me, your wife didn't do this, your wife didn't do that.
She didn't clean the home sometimes.
Ya Allah. Oh, so many things, they just try to put these evil whispers. Think, what is the purpose of this? Is it just to split a relationship? We are from amongst the Ummah of Rasulullah. That means our characteristic is supposed to be far from this. That person is not practicing the way of the Ummah of Rasulullah. So we must be very careful of this. Never turn spouses against each other. Never turn. Don't try to turn your brother against his spouse or turn your sister against her spouse. Never, never. Our work is to join. Our work is to join. Shaitan wants to break. We want to join. Shaitan wants to break, we want to join. And as Shaitan won't stop breaking, we will not stop joining.
Subhanallah, inshaAllah, Azza wa Jalla. And this is the reason why we have this program called Reformation of the Ummah, yes. Murana Sahib. Therefore, we are discussing this matter because in this program, DFS of Madani channel, we highlight the issues affecting our society. And of course, we deliberate on those matters. We discuss and we have discussions on such topics so that the right words should be imparted, and of course in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam, we are able to guide people. If you know of any family that's being affected because of this, recite Quran before them. Present the blessed pure life of the beloved Rasul Sallallahu Alaihi Wasallam before them. Allahu Akbar, and you would see a major difference. Keep trying, because our job is to try, as Mu'az has been, keep mending, keep fixing, keep joining. Allahu Akbar, when people break with you, you mend relations. Just like how when somebody gifted Baba Fariduddin Ganjashakar rahmatullahi ta'ala ali a sword as a gift, a dagger or a sword, and he said to that person, I also have something for you, and he presented him with a needle. It is said that he then asked, Ya Sayyidi, I'm your disciple and you give me so much of knowledge. I want to understand this matter. I have given you a sword and you have given me a needle. The difference between both, Baba Fariduddin Ganjashakar rahmatullahi ta'ala ali mentioned to this disciple and murid, that what you have given me teaches to divide, and what I have given you teaches is to mend. Allahu Akbar. Subhanallah. Kya baat hai Madine ki. These are the teachings of the pious predecessors, dear viewers. Coming back to our discussion, yes, mending relations is very important. And as for brothers who have the power and the strength to take care of their sisters, seeing to their need, perhaps maybe she is wedded and married into a very wealthy family. It doesn't mean you should cut relations with her. It doesn't mean you should stop taking care of her needs. Sometimes, if brothers may assume this, because in a nutshell, there is a very beautiful parable, because it's lengthy, Munana Sahib. I'm just going to give the main part of this beautiful and important waqia. It's even on the website of Dawat Islami. It's mentioned in many books of Dawat Islami, that a brother who was considered to be a very powerful or very pious person, a Haji Sahib, a businessman who was going on a long business trip, entrusted him with some wealth and said, when I do return, I will fetch it from you. However, upon his return, he found out that he has passed on. And then upon inquiry from the ulamas and scholars, as he was very stressed and worried about this matter, then the ulamas, after much deliberation, said to him that it is said that the pious souls are kept by the well of Zamzam. This is the maqam which Allah has given them at different places. In fact, in Fatawa Raziya Sharif, Allah mentions more than that, subhanallah, in the light of Quran Pak and Hadith Mubarakah. However, this person goes to that well and he calls out, just as the ulamas guided him, what to say when you reach there. Upon investigation, yani upon asking what he was said to say, he received no answer. And he was there for a while and he returned sad. He goes back to the ulama. The ulama then said to him, in a certain country, in a certain place, in a certain locality, there is a well, and it is said that the wicked souls are placed there. They are kept there. We believe our husn-e zan is that he was a pious person. His soul is supposed to be there. But we don't know. Allah knows the reality of each person. So go back to the other well and try there. Maybe you might win. This person goes to the well and he calls out Haji Sahib's name. And upon calling out the name, a reply was given. When he heard the reply, he was astounded. And then firstly inquired about his wealth. After he received the answer where his wealth was kept, he then asked the Haji Sahib, ki aap yahan kaise pahunche? I presumed you to be a very pious person and you're supposed to be there, but what are you doing here? He says, well, the reason for being here is that I had one sister and I would not take care of her.
Allah.
I neglected the one sister I had. Bas, whatever ibadat I had performed during my lifetime, everything was rejected and thrown onto my face. So, however, that person then took the address and then he goes to the place and he sought forgiveness on behalf. And he asked the sister to make her brother mahaf. And on the other hand, it said that he had another dream in which he found the same Haji Sahib dwelling in Jannah.
Allahu Akbar.
And he says the reason for this is because you went to my sister and my sister had forgiven me. Yani, when I was alive, I never used to, you know, keep ta'alluqat with her. I never used to mend the relationship. I never used to see what are her needs. And therefore, everything was rejected. How many of us could be in the same similar situation? Because the busyness of this dunya keeps us so well occupied that we can't even make the time these days. But I would say, Maulana Sahab, time can be made for eating food. Time can be made for sleeping. Time can be made for so many other activities. What time can't be made for is for mending relations. And this is a very minus point in our society because this is very largely seen. We have the time to go for holidays. We have the time to go for vacations. We have the time to take out in a year to do so many other things. But the time, if we don't have, is a time to mend relations, to go and visit and see after who's sick in the family, who's bimar, who needs my assistance and help. Yes, our topic is women in Islam, and we are still speaking about our Islamic sisters, our Islamic mothers. Allahu Akbar. And one reality came to my mind, Mu'asab, thinking about this. See how a mother, Allahu Akbar, she lives her life as a mother until she gives birth to her children. Of course, she's a mother. And then she becomes a granny, sometimes a great granny. But her fikr for her children and grandchildren remains the same. In fact, it increases, Mu'asab.
Yes.
It doesn't mean once the children are married, your mother is all settled and she's happy enjoying her life. No. They are crying on the musalla, making dua for the well-being of their children, their awlad. The same mother becomes a granny. It doesn't stop there. Phir bhi, dadi hone ke baad bhi duaen karti hai ki meri baal bachcho ki hifadat farma, Mola. Unko khushhal rakh, Mola. We are busy doing business, doing big, big deals. You don't know the reason behind those successful deals, the dua of your granny and your mother and father who are making dua for you. You are busy doing those deals and cracking those deals out there. You don't know whose du'as are behind you that you are successful in that field. Allah Kareem, hame ye tawfiq ata farmaye ki hum immediately tawbah kare, Maulana Sahib, if we have wronged our family members in this way, especially our sisters and our mothers, mashallah, who play a great role in our society. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. So yes, Maulana Sahib, you know, there are also situations where daughters are sisters, are prevented from their actual rights. Yet Allah Azza wa Jalla revealed a surah in the Quran to protect the rights of, of our sisters. Can Master perhaps give us an idea here, an angle here, as to how can a person violate the rights of his sister in this way?
Yes, actually there's the surah, subhanallah, we have surah Nisa discussing the rights of women folk. And subhanallah, Azza wa Jalla, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also told us of the huquq, of the ladies' huquq, of women's huquq, and up to the state of the inheritance and their shares is discussed in Islam. Allah. That means not just their rights during our lives, but their rights even after we leave this world. Their rights even after we leave this world, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has taken care of it. That you must distribute inheritance in this way and ensure that there is haqq, there is a right, there is a share for her. Sometimes we do receive these complaints and it's very sad. It's very sad that sometimes you receive these complaints that siblings have deprived their sister or one sister of her right in inheritance. Again, if Allah Azza wa Jal, when Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has ordained a certain share for her, then who are we to take it away? There are people that have been punished, there are people that have suffered great losses after their death, and people saw them in dreams as well and asked what happened, and they were suffering and they were in punishment because they took the right of inheritance
Allahu
away from
Akbar.
Their sister.
Allahu Akbar.
So where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given them their huquq, we must ensure, we need to be the means of upkeeping each other's haqq, of upkeeping each other's rights, of fulfilling our responsibilities. The issue we have in society, I often say, is that we look towards our rights and others' responsibilities towards us. That's the problem we have. Our issues will be fixed the day we look towards our responsibilities and their rights. We make it our responsibility to fulfill the rights of others, the rights of our siblings, the rights of our sisters, the rights of our parents, our daughters. When that becomes our feeling that I'm responsible for this and I'm going to fulfill it, then inshallah we'll see positive changes in society. Stop worrying about them fulfilling our rights. Let's look at us fulfilling our responsibilities towards them.
MashaAllah, what beautiful Madini pause, Maulana Sahib.
Marhaba.
Allah Kareem, hame amal ki tawfiq ata farmaye. And I think if we start looking at things in this very same direction which we have just mentioned, Maulana, things will look very positive.
Absolutely.
Problems Definitely. Will come to an end. And the Quran is our guidance. Just imagine for one moment, the Quran teaches us not to make ghibah, not to backbite, not to slander, not to dig for faults, not to find faults in people. And just imagine that many a times for these domestic problems to happen within the home, all are because of this tongue, Mulana Sahib. All are because of the speech that we have, and mainly among sisters. Sometimes a mother is in a good mood and she has a daughter-in-law there, you know, in a good way. The moment ghibat starts about some person, that becomes a bad thing. Or sometimes the mother is talking to someone on the phone about the girl's parents. Or sometimes the girl is talking about her own in-laws to someone else. And the tongue causes the problem, and then we try to cover the track by saying, no, I was saying this, I was trying to say that, I was trying to explain this, I was trying to explain that. These are some common issues in society. Many families that have been broken apart is because we heard this, we heard you say that, we heard you say this. May Allah Kareem guide our tongues. Ameen. The Quran has said for us not to backbite.
Yes.
Imagine backbiting about those with whom you live, let alone others who are out there. Not backbiting about strangers, but about those that you love, with those that you live with. Allahu Akbar. Those who are under your supervision. Whatever the case is, Allah Kareem has guided us. And for one moment, just assume and think that imagine if all the daughter-in-laws in the world practice upon this ayat of the Quran. Okay, leave the whole world, it's too big. Maybe in our area. Okay, leave our area, it's still too big. Maybe our home, Mawlana Sahib. Yeh toh ho sakta hai. That we explain this to our daughters, we explain this to our children. Every time your daughter comes to visit you, these are the motivation we should be giving our daughters. When they come for holidays, instead of talking about dunyavi matters, these are the matters. When she says something about her mother, give her Islamic advice. She speaks something about her husband, give her Islamic advice. Islam does not allow us to keep motivating a person to make ghibat upon that matter and then we indulge in that. Listen to the problem and give an Islamic solution, because Islam is the only solution to all the problems. Allahu Akbar. When you have Islam, then where are we looking for the solutions out of Islam, dear viewers? The solution is in the Quran. The solution is in the hadith of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam. The solution is in the life, practical life of the beloved Rasul sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and in the lives of our pious predecessors. So yes, follow them and you will be on the righteous path. We have a beautiful kalam, and this kalam is muddat se mere dil mein hai armaan madina. Kya baat hai madine ki. To chaliye zara madine ka bhi tazkira ho jaye aur hum baithe baithe madine pahunch jaye. Dua kare inshallah azza wa jalla. Allah kareem, take us all to the beautiful city of Makkatul Mukarrama and Madinatul Munawwara. Zadahallahu sharafan wa ta'zeema. Inshallah azza wa jalla, is kalam ke baad hum dobara hazir honge inshallah azza wa jalla. Sallu ala al-habib sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ، 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 اے والی مدینہ، اے والی مدینہ بلوائیے مدینہ،
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ.
مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ، مدت سے میرے دل میں ہے ارمان مدینہ، مدت سے میرے دل پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ، اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ، اے کاش پہنچ کے در جانا نے مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ ہو جاؤں میں سو جان سے قربان مدینہ
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 آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر آتے ہیں مقدر کے سکندر تیرے در پر بے اذن ہو کیسے سے کوئی مہمان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا قدموں میں بلا لیجیے بدکار کو آقا اور اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ اور اس کو بنا لیجیے مہمان مدینہ
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 عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے عطار کو دولت نہ حکومت کی طلب ہے اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ دے دیجے بقی اس کو تو سلطان مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ مدینہ
مدینہ
مدینہ مدینہ
صلوا علی الحبیب صلی اللہ تعالی علی محمد صلی اللہ علیہ وسلم. And at the end, we thank all our viewers and listeners of Madani Channel for being part of this program as usual, from beginning to end, mashallah, and you have even heard the kalam. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Once again, at the end, I'm referring to our Honorable Mawlana Ziyad Madani Sahib, mashallah. Alhamdulillahi Rabbil Alameen. Shukran for coming and joining us in the program. Alhamdulillah. Thumma Alhamdulillah. It's very inspiring, Mawlana Sahib. Some piece of advice before we leave, Mawlana Sahib.
Mashallah. Remember, I would like to offer this advice to our viewers of Madani Channel, that remember, Alhamdulillah Rabbil Alameen, Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has created you, and Allah Subhanahu Wa Ta'ala has given you importance. Your words, what you do, it has influence. So ensure that it's good. Ensure that it's good. Ensure that you are among those who join, not among those who break. Inshallah Azza wa Jalla, if you do this, you pay attention to yourself and you keep joining relations and keeping relations, then inshallah that your area and the area around you is going to become a better place for you two to live in.
Inshallah. MashaAllah. Jazakumullahu khairah once again, Mawlana Sahib, as well as to our viewers of Madani Channel from whichever part of the world you have joined us in tonight's program. Shukran. Barakallah. May Allah Kareem accept all your lawful wishes. And we leave with this mission, with a reminder of our maqsad, this fragrant movement of Quran and Sunnah. And it is, I must strive to reform myself and the people of the entire world.
Inshallah,
Azza wa Jal. Sallu ala al-Habib, sallallahu ta'ala ala Muhammad,
sallallahu ta'ala alayhi wa sallam.
Reformation of Ummah. Reformation.